months, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us and being part of Facebook Radio. So we're here to talk about astrology. What does astrology mean to you?
What does astrology mean to me? I guess it's a way that I live my life, actually. It wasn't always that way. There was a period of time when I guess I sort of tested it. I remember when I first learned how to do birth charts, and I asked for my time, place and date of birth from my mum. And my mum said I was born at, I think, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I drew up the chart for it, and it just didn't quite ring true. And I was quite sort of crestfallen and disappointed, because this chart just didn't hint on, you know, the things that I was really passionate about. And so I showed my mum and said, oh, you know, it's a big disaster. And then she realised she'd given me the wrong time of birth by about 12 hours. And when I, redrew up the chart, you know, it made such a difference. And all of a sudden I saw something and recognised myself. And so since then, really, when there's been any big changes going on in my life, I've made a note of what was actually happening at that time. And over the last, over the last 30 years, I guess, I've got good at identifying the patterns. And, of course, I've had a bit of, you know, education on astrology as well along the way. But, you know, as in with most things, I guess I just like to work from experience. And so I'm always collecting details from other people as well. So, you know, when I hear they're going through a hard time, you know, I almost understand maybe, you know, what's going on in their charts and have a look and I just connect in, I guess. I don't know if that really answered your question, Ben.
I
guess it's a guide for my life really now, you know, but I've been testing it ever since I first learned about it, I guess. And I will always test it.
Well, do you reckon intuition is a big part of astrology as well? Or do you reckon it's just, yeah, that means that, end of? Or do you think your own personal interpretation is important in doing a reading for someone?
I think you can be a good astrologer and not have any intuition just by going with the standard rules. But I think it must be a lot harder to do that because, if you look at the rules, you know, the astrological rules, you know, and you're looking at an aspect between Mercury and the Moon, you might think that somebody was quite talkative. But with the intuition, I don't know, you start to build up pictures with it. So sometimes, you know, when I'm looking at the rules, looking at somebody's birth chart, I will start with the fundamentals. But just by looking at it, sometimes I get images in my head of what might be happening. And then that helps me just to sort of spill the beans, I guess. I see it. It's a bit like when I read palms. I started off reading palms classically. You know, I learnt how to, you know, with books and whatnot and a couple of courses. But really, once I hold somebody's hand and I look at the lines give the shaping of it, but the intuition's what gives me more. But I wouldn't want to diss people that don't use intuition with astrology. And I'm sure a lot of people automatically, you know, they think they've got an encyclopedic mind and they just assume that they're doing it analytically, but I'm sure most people do work from intuition.
There's so many things you can bear in mind. It's a bit like a lasagna, isn't it? It's like you can have a lasagna, but you can put your own, somebody can put a few mushrooms in, somebody can put an extra garlic, but you know, it's still a gorgeous lasagna with or without. And I think that's probably what you're basically saying, isn't it? That you can do it without, but of course you can do it with it. Well, Louise is here to to do readings and to do some, we've got some names and dates of birth, etc., to get started with.